Well, watching practice today, back to the regular set of lines to kind of put everybody back, is it just as simple as put that one away and continue to do what you guys have done?
Yeah, I don't think any of the players that I rotated around, I didn't move them because somebody really fell off, like Kyle Connor's game. And I thought he did a good job when he played against a different set of defensemen, so I like that. No, I just put those guys back together. Like I said, there wasn't anybody I was looking to sit down.
What's the main mindset or the main message for your group, putting that one away and moving forward now to these back-to-backs against the same team?
Well, we look at that one, and we took things out of it that I felt we played a game like that against Columbus a couple months ago and reacted the right way off it, so it was a lot of the same themes there. We've been a pretty fast team, a pretty quick team, but we didn't have the legs or the hands, and if your legs aren't moving, the rest of your game is going to struggle. We didn't skate particularly well last night, and we weren't very fast.
So is that the important side, to get everybody back up and running again here today for tomorrow, is why you had everybody on the ice?
An 82-game schedule, everybody's getting one of those and theirs. It's all about what your next one looks like and getting moving forward. We've handled it pretty well so far. And the importance of the games means that you can't spend a whole lot of time. But we dealt with it today.
Did you get a sense early in the game, Paul, when your best players aren't your best players, and then they don't finish as your best players either?
Oh, you know what? You're looking for certain signs. If they're not going, the chance will be there that they'll get going. And then if you're looking for it, I usually wait a period. You get them enough rotations through to find their game a little bit. If not, you get a feel. You try to make some adjustments with the matchup maybe first, get them away from the guys they're playing against, and short of that, you move some people around.
And with Kyle, you mentioned that. Kyle Connor last year, in other previous stints with the big club, might have been lost on a fourth line, and yet, yeah, he did look like he took.
Did get the, so I think that comes from the starting point of Matty Perreault and Nick and Joel Armia, with Hendy having some real good success. It's a good hole to be in. There's good players there. You know what? He got talked to today about the quality of his play. I didn't mind it. Nick Ehler's been going for me. I like where Nicky's at. That line was middling at best, I think, like the rest of them. So just moving the left wingers around a little bit.
What about this stretch with, two against St. Louis and a big road trip coming up?
Yeah, we looked at this as the finishing leg of a grinder, and it's good to be playing the teams that you're fighting with, right? Everybody's going through the same thing. Some guys' schedules are a little lighter than others, but it doesn't really matter. Everybody's, Christmas is coming, so the team that can keep their focus can pick up some points, and we've got to make sure we get our game back to where we like it.
Well, Steve Mason hasn't played for almost a month now, and I'm wondering, do you want to get him in this weekend?
Yeah, he's going to play one of these two.
Okay.
Will you tell us which one?
Tomorrow I will. You coming?
I'm going to be there.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Send me a text.
Can you fill us in on what your feeling is on Tucker Pullman's play right now?
Really liked his first game. I thought last night he looked like the rest of the group, so he had lots of friends. I got lots of time for this guy. He's going to get better. He skates. He's a big, strong kid, and I like him. I mean, I'm not going to weigh these games negatively too heavily if he has an off night. Or there should be lots of room to improve for a guy who's played about six NHL games. He's got lots of time. He's a good, smart player. The pace and the speed is the one thing that you got to experience. You can prep for it. You can practice in it. It's all well and true, but you got to get out in the ice and play against it, get the experience, especially playing defense, your gap, how much time you have with the puck, where your outs are. It's really experiential.
Sorry, we don't really know what he's going to be like until he plays 10 games in a row or something like that, right?
Or 100, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, for me, 100 to 150 games, you get a kind of good feel of where a guy's going to get to.
There's this all-time record kicking around. Have you heard about this, about what you said last night?
What?
This all-time record of losing for a coach. And it talks a little bit more about
who'd I pass?
Al Arbor, good company.
That's not so
578. Bad. That's not so bad. But in all seriousness,
When you look at a number like that, is there more regret the ones you didn't win, or is it more with a badge of honor, how the sustain you've had and some of the projects you've taken on as a head coach?
Haven't had too many seasons when I walked away and thought a team didn't at least get real close to its potential. We've had a couple of tough years in there. Going back the year after we went to the final, we had a real, real tough season. But longevity, eventually you're going to crack that number. Like if I had a team like this for 20 of those seasons, I wouldn't have reached it quite as fast. But survival is not something you want to be the most important thing people say about you, but there's a quality there. The teams that I've coached worked hard, and I look back at them. We start every year thinking we got a chance to win, and feel the same way about this one, but this one's got a little bit more firepower.